It's Tuesday, the 30th of August, just after 8 a.m. My Mrs. Blackbird. Yes. I know. I should remember to bring food with me. I'll get you some in a minute. It's very overcast this morning. Oh, there is a collared dove sitting. It's sitting quite comfortably in a piece, which is quite apt for a dove, isn't it? In the apple tree. Almost didn't see it there. But moved its wee head. Normally, they are so panicky, like the big wood pigeons, that they just take off at the first sign of an alien. But I've noticed that, I can't say it's the same one, but I've noticed that they become a bit more confident in the garden. And I see those crows flying overhead that just sent Mrs. Blackbird into the undercover. And the rocky robin who just appeared in the fence ducked down a wee bit. And the collared dove's now raised its head. See? Semper vigilo. The birdies. So it's overcast. It's very breezy and overcast and cool. Got a fleece on this morning. It'll be a light fleece. Yesterday was a glorious day, absolutely beautiful, 23, 24 degrees Celsius, lovely and hot. This morning, I don't know, I think it's maybe just the strong breeze or wind that makes it feel cooler, maybe it's not so cool. Anyway, I've just been chastised for not locking up the new shed last night. I left it wide open. It's funny how things work, eh? Funny how people's minds work. I've got a chair now so I can sit and look out. But bear in mind that for well over a year, all the tools and equipment were up the side of the house, albeit behind a locked gate. A 6 foot gate, that is, by and no one nicked anything. Like, no one comes round to your house. I say no one, but you know what I mean, no intruders. So they have been over there for a year, so my wife seems to think that because they're now inside the new shed, that people are going to come in and steal all the gear. Yes, I know. She's right, and of course, nowadays, who can you trust? But just the thought, just in my head thought was, well, why all of a sudden is someone going to come around? Do they even know that I've got a brand new shed and its doors are lying ajar? Yeah, that's all that round to. I should have said nip, not nick, because I'm going to use it all twice. Let's all nip round to McCorgan's house, because he's got a new shed and he's left it open and we'll nick all his gear. Yeah, I've just been frivolous. As I sit looking out here, I'm looking at, along the garden as it were, I'm looking at a birch tree I salvaged many years ago and planted in the garden, and for the past 2-3 years I've threatened to move it to another spot because it's outside my study window, but it's now infringing with my lovely Acer tree, which is getting bigger by the year as well. Just got just got too many trees near the house, as it were. They're not huge, it's not going to affect the foundations of the house. So I did a, was it George Washington? Well, actually it was half a George Washington. I didn't chop down the tree, I severely pollarded it, let's just put it that way. It's not got many leaves left. I've left it enough leaves to help it survive. This time of the year, autumn anyway, it's beginning to start to go through the process of losing leaves. So. It'll just make it all the easier to move it. And it's amazing the amount of light it now lets into my study. It does look a little bit hacked off. Yeah. So, slept well last night again. I'm really tired. It's 7, of course. Really tired. And I was in St. John's yesterday to have my relocated, dislocated finger checked by. It's got a great name. It's the Hooper Hand Unit in St. John's Hospital. Hooper Hand Unit. Basically, it's a combination of everything to do with your hands, if hand injuries, of course, but. So a dedicated unit, I guess specialists in plastic surgery and bones and all that kind of stuff. So a lovely lady I got, a lovely doctor, I can't remember her name. I never do, well, seldom do. You know, you meet, and this happens in life with me anyway. Someone I don't know, never met, meant reduced, they tell me, hello, I am Doctor so and so, or I am, my name is, etc. And for many a year now, my mind does not register that at the time. Does that mean I'm not paying attention? I don't know. But I seldom remember people's names when they tell me for the first time. Shocking, isn't it? I'm being stared at, by the way. Really, I'm being serious here. I am being stared at, Mrs. Blackley. She's giving me the evil eye, as if to say, get off your lazy ass and go and get me some food, please. Please, please, please. And then fill up the water bath, which I'm sitting on, because there's a lot of water in it. I think she's going to come in. She is. So, you see how my mind goes? Yes, you can come in if you like. You can come up and sit in my knee, you want to find that? Or perch on the shredder? Anyway, so as I said, a very, very lovely woman. She's went on the roof. She's going to make noises now just to annoy me. I bet she starts thumping up and down. like the unwelcome upstairs neighbour in a block of apartments or flats. Yeah, lovely lady. But she examined my finger and said that the ligaments haven't attached firmly to the bone yet. And so I need to keep the strapping on for another 3 or 4 weeks and then come back to see her 3rd of October. So the strap's on. My wife wasn't well pleased when I came home and saw that the strap was still on. I think she thought that, since I hadn't been really complaining about it, that it'd be back to normal. But there you are. I was just concerned, you know, that things, expecting things to be right and then told not, it's not right yet. So there you go. Also means I can't get my ring fixed at the jewelers because I don't know what. I can't put a ring on that at the moment, but I also don't know the proper size now. Ah, so much to do, so much to think about. But, Oh, a wonderful conjunction, but is barmy. This is nice. Sitting here. Maybe I shouldn't have sat down because now I feel like closing my eyes and nodding off. Actually, I'm needing to train myself to do that, to allow myself to nod off and have a snooze. It's not that I'm never tired, in fact, there's several times throughout the day I'm quite tired. But I won't allow myself to go down. So in frustration, Mrs. Blackbird decided to go and dig the border out onto the grass again. Fed up waiting to be fed by me, she's going on a rampage for natural food. Actually sitting here, the birds are more active. You see more. I actually see more what's going on in the garden from this easterly viewpoint. Is there an easterly viewpoint? I'm looking east. But if a wind comes from the west, it's a westerly. And a clever wee sparrow has come down to stand behind Mrs. Blackbird as she chucks stuff out in case it spots a wee beastie that she didn't. Clever, clever wee birdie. Right, I better shut the shed in case I get another chastisation. If that's even a word.